Now, City Power has agreed to implement load shedding to customers. Over the weekend, we had a statement from the Joburg Municipal Power Utility refusing to go ahead with load shedding because it believed that a new deal with a private power station should supply enough additional electricity to shield it from the stage two load shedding. However, a statement came out this morning, a joint statement from City Power and Eskom, saying, no, there is going to be load shedding to save the national grid from total collapse. So let's speak now to the acting CEO of City Power, Nancy Maluleke. Ms. Maluleke, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for joining us here on the Midday Report. Why has City Power now decided to implement load shedding? Why? What is the motivation behind this U-turn?
Good afternoon, Mandy, and to the listeners. It's actually not a U-turn. What we are doing currently is, although the 220 megawatts has been added to the grid through the Kelvin Power Station, but the challenge from a system constraint at the national level is much more severe than what a city of Johannesburg can offer into the grid or the national grid. So it's not a U-turn. The conversations or the engagements are continuing with Eskom, how we can then find a way to compensate the city of Johannesburg on the additional capacity which is being added into the grid. But currently, because of the crisis from a national perspective, the conversation or the actioning of that engagement cannot happen at an instantaneous level. And also, because we are both regulated by the National Energy Regulator that governs both City Power and Eskom. So we need to abide by the regulatory framework and also ensure that while we are having the technical negotiations behind the scenes, we are following a process that is a regulatory acceptable or is compliant with the NERSA regulation.
Right. Are you concerned that
it's not a U-turn? We are still going ahead with the engagements. We just need to do it in a more structured manner.
Are you worried or are you concerned that this issue is now becoming a political football in the run-up to the local government elections? For example, Chris Yellen, the energy analyst, has tweeted that it's time for the supposed energy professionals at Eskom and City Power to rein in politicians in full electioneering mode. So are you worried that this is now the politicians and the Joburg mayor in particular, Mpho Morani, who has said that the city rejects the latest rounds of load shedding, is now interfering with the actual delivery by City Power to the city of Joburg residents?
It is not interfering with the delivery of the service. The challenge that happened now is, I think if you are watching the Eskom news, you will see that Eskom is sitting under a severe constraint, which happened after the agreement was signed. So the executive mayor of Johannesburg is correct in saying that City Power has added additional 220 megawatts into the grid. And unfortunately, it happened at the same time when Eskom is experiencing a severe technical deficit from a national grid capacity perspective. And hence, then the conversation twisted because we need to look into the regulatory framework and we also look into how do we then together between Eskom and City Power abide with the NERSA regulations.
Okay. And what is your message, lastly, just to the residents of Johannesburg who are dealing with load shedding, but also dealing with intermittent blackouts as well?
So the load shedding is an inconvenience to the entire country, including the residents of Johannesburg, including the employees of the power utilities. Unfortunately, due to a national challenge, we all have to be patient and allow Eskom from the upstream perspective to restore back the generation capacity, while also from the City of Johannesburg perspective, we are doing our best to add additional capacity into the grid so that we can eventually win this war collectively.
Thank you very much for your time, Nancy Maluleke, the acting CEO of City Power. Appreciate your time speaking to us today. So Nancy Maluleke saying that this is not a U-turn. She's saying that they are currently still engaging. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. On Saturday night, the Joburg mayor saying that the city rejects the latest round of load shedding. He's threatened Eskom with legal action. He says that City Power has written a letter to Eskom saying that the national power utility notifying it of the added capacity. This is really, it is becoming a political football in the run-up to the local government elections. And clearly that is of concern. It just doesn't make sense at this stage for City Power to say, well, we can't load shed our residents. And that's why this is very much being described as a U-turn.